tonight we're really it's a great time to talk about the extras of davening. We're coming right off Rosh Chodesh. A few hours ago it was Rosh Chodesh. We're in Chodesh Kislev, so we have Chanukah, which is coming up already, on our mind. We also will begin saying the same Talmud with Racha, Mitzvah Shemon, on December the 4th, which is less than a month away. So we're really right at a great time to be discussing all these various extras of the Shemon Esrei. Of course, the Shemon Esrei itself has an immediate extra, which is the 19th bracha. The Shemon Esrei consists of 18 plus 1 brachas. It's called the Shemon Esrei, which means 18, as the Gemara in the 4th parak and the brachas discusses. The Gemara there says there was a 19th bracha which was added to Al Shinim. But that's the structure of the bracha, and it actually has to be Al HaSeder. The bracha, the Shemon Esrei, has to be in an order that Chazal dictated. There are different nuschos, there's some different words, but no matter what nusach you open up, whether it's Nusach Svar and Ashkenaz, Nusach Ari, Svardim, every nusach has the same Seder, which is dictated by the Gemara, actually Megillah, that goes through the various order of the Shemon Esrei. In fact, if you were to switch around the order of the Shemon Esrei, the halacha is it wouldn't be Yitzeh. You would not fulfill your obligation of the Shemon Esrei, because it's got to be Al HaSeder. All vice has to come first, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram, Ata Gibor, and so on. And if you're missing any one of those brachas, you skip one, or you're missing you're missing the Seder, the order, the halacha is you're not Yitzeh. Okay, but that's the basic of the Shemon Esrei, which we daven, 365 days a year. Again, Shabbos is a different nusach, and so on. But during the davening, there are various extras that we have. Extras and changes that will cause concern to individuals who forget or make a mistake. I always say, if someone makes a mistake, the best thing is to say, the Torah recognizes, Shulchan Aruch recognizes, don't worry so much. Don't worry worry meaning you have to worry and understand what the halacha is. You need to know what to do. But don't feel so bad, because most of Shulchan Aruch is about mistakes. Rabbi Goldberger and I were zeichet to study Yardaya to become Rabbanim, and others perhaps have studied it. And really Yardaya is about one big mistake. You mix the milk and the meat, and you mix this thing, and then this taruvus, and this mixture, and the malicha, the person dropped the chicken with the salt on it, and he forgot to put holes in the bottom, and we go on and on and on of a discussion of mistakes. Some of it is not mistakes. How long I have to wait after fleishiks? How many hours? That's not a mistake. But much of Shulchan Aruch is mistakes. And so too, a good portion of the halachas of the Shemon Esrei are about errors, about mistakes. Whereas you were supposed to say, you should have said Yalhi Yalhi, and you didn't. And you should have said Master Ruach, and you didn't. You should have said the same Talmud to the Racha, and you didn't. Therefore, I want to focus on these areas of the Shemon Esrei that are the extras and gain an appreciation. And it's interesting, when you learn all of them, and hopefully we'll be able to cover all these extras, when you learn them at one time, you'll see that there's similarities in how to deal with the halachas. So in other words, if you just learn the halachas of Mashma Ruach in a vacuum, so you know those halachas, but guess what? When you learn Yalvi Yava and you see those mistakes, there are certain similarities, not entirely, but there's certain similarities between mistakes in Mashma Ruach as well as mistakes in Yalv Yavai, as we'll Be'ez Hashem discuss. So let's first talk about, since it was Rosh Chodesh today, let's first discuss the halachas of Yalv Yavai. Maybe it was Shir should have been 2 nights ago, but I don't know if anybody made a mistake, so you'll at least know for the next Rosh Chodeshim as to what to do. Yalv Yavai is recited in the Bracha of Ritzei. And the reason it's recited in the Bracha of Ritzei, we'll elaborate on this a little bit later if we get to the Tisha B'Av, and Nachem, which is also an extra Shemon Esrei. The reason is because it's part of the Avodah. In other words, Yalv Yavai is talking about the days that extra Karbanos were brought. You will note that Yalv Yavai is only recited on days where there's Musaf. You say Yalv Yavai on Rosh Chodesh because there's a Musaf. You say Yalv Yavai on Pechol by Pesach because there's a Musaf. And so on and so forth. Now, of course, Yontif has a Yalv Yavai. That Yalv Yavai is part incorporated into the central bracha of Shemon Esrei. On Yontif, there's 3 brachas at the beginning, 3 brachas at the end, and there's 1 in the middle. Yalv Yavai is part of that. I'm going to talk about Yalv Yavai, though, on a weekday. Sunday through Friday, when you say Yalv Yavai, that Yalv Yavai is recited in the bracha of Ritzei. Again, because it's a bracha that relates to, what do we say in Ritzei? We ask, Baruch Shalom, Sechazen, and Enev, Shufal, Tzim, Rachamim, we should return to Yerushalayim, Yerakaydash, Hamakzik, Shalasim, Tzion, that the Shechina should return to Tzion, which is what we misfollow for. And when that happens, we're going to have an extra karbon of the karbon musaf, and therefore we are merames, we hint to this with the recitation of Yalv Yavai. Yalv Yavai is not musaf, we don't even mention musaf, but it's that idea that on this very day that the Karma Musaf was brought, and we have the extras, so that we make a remembrance, a reminder of it. Now, there's another reason why we say Al Yava in with Say, and this really touches on this Nachin topic, so I'll cover it at this point. And that is, what's interesting is, the Yerushalmi says, this is not so commonly known, the Yerushalmi says that the bracha of Ritzei is about the future. Right? One day we should see, it's about the future. The bracha of Maidim is about the past. We're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything. I'm here, I'm eating and breathing and sleeping. Of course it's about now also, and also we're, but it's really thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything that is done. It's sort of a Shechianu, so to speak. Shechianu is, thank you, I'm here today, I'm alive. So Maidim is a type of a Shechianu to a certain extent. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, we do it three times a day. Thank you that I'm here, I'm alive. Shebechol Eis Arvavayk V'Tzahorayim. Day, morning, afternoon, and night. So Maidim is about the past, Ritzei is about the future. And therefore, that's why the extra of Yalav Yavai is said in Ritzei. Because what's Yalav Yavai about? Yalav Yavai is also about the future. Zochrein Hashem Elkeinu Bo Toiva. Right? We thank, remember us for the good. Ufakteinu Vali Vracha, and remember us for blessing. And say, give us salvation, that we should, Hashienu, save us, that we should have a good life. We're talking about the future. That's the Bracha of Ritzei. The Bracha of Ritzei is about the future. Maidim is about the past. And therefore, Al Hanisim, which again we'll get those halachas, which we're going to begin on Chanukah. We say on Chanukah and Purim. Al Hanisim, what's that about? Al Hanisim is about the past. It's about thank you, Baruch Shalom, and the Nisim and the flows that you brought us on Chanukah, that you brought us on Purim, and so on. So those are about the past, and therefore that's the Bracha of Maidim, and therefore Al Hanisim was put into Maidim. That's not the Pashut reason. The simple explanation of why Al Hanisim is in Maidim is because it's a thanks to Hashem. We thank Hashem, Maidim Anachdullah, for everything He did for us on a daily basis. V'al Hanisim, V'al HaPurka, and some people actually add the Vav in Al Hanisim, because it's Val, it's like, thank you for this, and thank you also for the Nisim and the flows, for the miracles that you brought us at the time of Hanukkah and at the time of Purim. Even if you don't say Val, it's still a follow-up. Nusach Ashkenaz says Al, but Nusach Sfarad says Vial, therefore it's a follow-up. Nusach Arif for sure says Vial, I believe Nusach Sfarad also Vial, it's a follow-up, but either way, it's a bracha about the past. Now, what happens if you forget Yalav Yavai? Now that we understand where it belongs, and it's got to be in the bracha, would say, what happens if you forget Yalav Yavai? What do you do? And, for that matter, what happens if you get other things? But let's first talk about Yalav Yavai. So, there are different time zones of when you forget. The different people make bigger errors than others. Some people, they're asleep during Shemoneh Esrei, they heard the clap, but they're spacing out a little bit, and they finish Shemoneh Esrei. And that's it, it's done. You know, I once heard on the Verizon share, he once told the following story about Kavanah during Shemoneh Esrei. If we're talking about Shemoneh Esrei, we may as well, and about mistakes. A lot of times mistakes happen because we weren't mechavim, we weren't paying attention. So we just, went on our merry way and passed over. It happens to the best of us. He once told a story. There was once an individual who was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he lights up a cigarette in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle of shul. Right? He starts smoke. Okay, but this is before the days that the days they were allowed to smoke in shul before 1964. So as a general, that didn't come out with declaration. People smoked and about to be drushim even after that time, but we're going before that time. He starts like cigarettes, so it's. After Shemoneh Esrei, the Rav goes over and says, what were you doing? Middle Shemoneh Esrei, smoking a cigarette? How can you do such a thing? He says, you understand, I was davening Shemoneh Esrei, I was planning my trip to Eretz Yisrael during Shemoneh Esrei. And I was planning the trip, and the first thing I bought the ticket, I spoke to the travel agent, he gave me a good fare, and then I paid the day of the trip, I was all excited, the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and I showed up at the airport. And I'm in the airport, and then I have my luggage, and I come to the counter, and the lady behind the counter, takes the tags, and looks at the ticket, and the lady says, would you like a seat in smoking or no smoking? And I think to myself, I can't answer this question. I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So the only way to show her that I want a seat in smoking is to light up a cigarette. So unfortunately, sometimes we plan good things, hopefully, at least, right? Our trip to Eretz Yisrael and so on, but, unfortunately, sometimes we're planning that trip to Eretz Yisrael, and we miss the Yalav Yavai, and Shemoneh Esrei is done. We walk back, Shemoneh Esrei is over. So the halacha is, when you miss Yalav Yavai and Shemoneh Esrei, with one exception, the halacha is you have to daven over again. and to go back. Because Yalvi Yavoi is a integral part of Shemesh. Today, by Shachris and by Mincha, if you missed Yalvi Yavoi, the halacha is you have to daven over again, because it was not a Shemesh Esrei. It was an incomplete Shemesh Esrei, and therefore the halacha is you have to daven over again. Now, that at the end of the fourth paragraph in Brachas, the Taisis over there says, the Gemara addresses Yalvi Yavoi, Taisis over there points out one exception, and that is at night, on Rosh Chodesh, if you miss Yalvi Yavoi, you don't have to daven over again. Why not? Because they mekadesh b'alayla, which means they were not mekadesh b'chodesh at night. What does that mean? When in the olden days, before the year 359 in the common era, 4119, before Hillel HaSheni, some 1600 years ago, 1650 years ago, before Hillel HaSheni came and established the calendar as we know it, they were mekadesh al pi re'iyah, which means they were mekadesh by sight. Those who learned the Mishnah Yisrael Shana know the witnesses would see the new moon. They'd come to the base. They would come to the Beis Din. The Beis Din would quiz them and ask them all sorts of questions. Where'd you see the moon? What was it like? What was the direction was it pointing? Etc. It was like this. It was like this. And if they were seeing, if they were telling the truth, they would then say Makudish, Makudish, Makudish. The month is now Makudish. Came Hillel HaSheni in the year 359 and saw, together with the Tanoim of that era, and saw that, one second, this is not going to last, because Eretz Yisrael was lying in ruins. The Churban Bayis had happened close to 300 years ago, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They had the city of Yavne until 135. Things were getting difficult, very, very difficult to function as Beis Din. There was a Kabbalah, they knew from Messiah, from tradition, that if there's a period of time where you can't be Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, if you can't be Mekadosh by seeing with a Beis Din, there is no Beis Din, you can have people who don't know what to do, you can be Mekadosh Al Pi Cheshbon, which means by calculation. And by calculation means the way we have it. There's a calculation that was made 1600 years ago, 650 years ago, that today should be Aleph Kislev. Today should be Rosh Chodesh, yesterday is Rosh Chodesh, and Cheshvan should have 30 days this time, and Kislev will have 30 days. We give a whole shiur on the calendar, but that was already Al Pi Cheshvan. Now, we're not going to be more chomer, we're not going to be stricter than when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah. When they were Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah by sight, there was no Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah at night. Why? Because there's no Beis Din at night. Kiddush HaChodesh, establishing the new month, is a function of Beis Din. You had a city Beis Din. You had three Talmidei Chachamim. They were Yodei Ha'itim. They understood astronomy. They knew what to do. And then Adam came in, two Adam, and they couldn't do this at night. If Adam were 8 o'clock at night, say, we want the Kiddush, said, listen, we're sorry, you know, come tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, Beis Din opens up, and we mekadosh the chodesh, but we can't do it now. We can't sanctify the new month until tomorrow. Only by day, because Beis Din only meets by day. Beis Din doesn't meet by night. So therefore, so the Chazal tell us, if you miss Yalvi Yavai at night, you don't have to daven over again. Why not? Because Rosh Chodesh couldn't have started tonight. Rosh Chodesh, had there been a Beis Din, would have been tomorrow, would have been by day. And Taisus even says, even the second night of Rosh Chodesh, without getting into the lumdus of how the second 2 days of Rosh Chodesh work. Some learn it's a second Yoyma, some learn it's a Yom HaRichta, like Rosh Hashanah. That's a whole topic in its own right. But look, any night, if you miss Yalvi Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to daven over again. So bottom line is, if last night you missed Rosh Chodesh, you missed Yalvi Yavai, and you finished Shemoneh Esrei, even if you finished the Brach of Ritzei, you just keep going, because don't worry about it. Doesn't make a difference. If 2 nights ago, Matzei Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, same thing. No, because you don't have to daven over again. But any other Yalvi Yavai that you miss, the luck is you have to daven over again. So if you missed by Shachris today, you got to daven over again. If you missed by Mincha today, you got to daven over again. Chol HaMoed has a Yalvi Yavai also. And therefore, if you miss Yalvi Yavai on Chol HaMoed, you got to daven over again. And that's even at night. By Marv Chol HaMoed, you have to daven over again. Why? Because the Svara, the logic, the Emakash of Alaywa, that they didn't sanctify a new moon, has nothing to do with Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is Chol HaMoed. At night, day, it makes no difference. 24/7. There's no tomorrow of Chol HaMoed. And therefore, if you miss. So the bottom line is, Yalvi Yavai, you miss, you got to daven over again, unless it's the night of Rosh Chodesh. Now, what's interesting is that if let's say a person, there's a little long this here, but it's a very interesting case here. Let's say a person missed Yalvi Yavai in the morning by Shachris, and he was spacing out so much, he didn't even realize he forgot Yalvi Yavai until Mincha time. Now, it's Allah says, if a person, you know, basically had no reason to doubt that he said Yalvi Yavai, I said Yalvi Yavai, and then it's by Shachris, Ayur Chazar Sashatz, I heard the Chaz the Elv Yavah. I didn't think anything. And then, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he says, oh, did I see Elv Yavah this morning? I mean, who remembers what they did this morning? You know, like, but if my case is where a person just forgot Rosh Chodesh. You know, there are people that are traveling, and they just totally forgot Rosh Chodesh, and they daven Shacharis, regular Shacharis, and then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, they're just on the phone with somebody, and you know, your wife says to you, oh, the kids got donuts in school today. Rosh Chodesh. Uh-oh. Right? Oh, Rosh Chodesh. Neizmir. I forgot. So now you know. You didn't say Alvio. You didn't say Halal. You didn't daven Musaf. So now you got to go, you know, got to go back. So you're going to have to daven Musaf. You have to daven Halal. That's fine. And then you got to daven Mincha twice. Because Halacha is, if you miss davening, let's say you slept late this morning, or in better case, you didn't feel well. First had a flu, he had a stomach virus, he couldn't daven. And then it's, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's better. So he would daven Mincha twice. He would daven Mincha Shemoneh Esrei once, and he would then daven a second Mincha Shemoneh Esrei a second time as a compensation for the Shacharis Shemoneh Esrei that he missed. So technically, if you miss Yalav Yavah by Shacharis, you could daven Mincha twice, and you'll make up for the Mincha Shemoneh Esrei. Now, what if you missed Mincha yesterday, Yalav Yavah, and you remembered last night? So very simple, you daven Marv twice. You daven Marv once, and you daven Marv a second time, make up for the Mincha that you missed, because you missed Yalav Yavah. There's a fascinating Machlokes Rishonim in the following case. Machlokes Provincia is one, and I believe it's Rabbi Yoina argues. And that's the following case. And that's why it's relevant to tonight. We're going to make it a little, we're going to stem Rosh Chodesh a little bit here. And that is, let's say right now you're sitting here saying, boy, this is an interesting shiur. Uh-oh, I forgot Yalav Yavah by Mincha today. And now you realize it's too late to daven Mincha, right? You can't daven Mincha anymore. It's already, it's dark already. So it's too late. So what do you do now? So some Rishonim are of the opinion that you got to daven Marv twice. Because when you daven Mincha, you miss Yalav Yavah, it's like you didn't daven. Daven Marv twice. Other Rishonim say, one second over here. What are you going to do now? You're going to daven a Marv Shemoneh Esrei. Now look, when you daven two Shemoneh Esreis, you daven that Shemoneh Esrei that it is. Let's say a person forgot to daven Mincha on Friday afternoon. You forgot. It was late. You were running. You were stuck on the road. You had to walk. Right? And you come home, and now it's pitch black. I forgot Mincha. You know, all the things are going on. I forgot Mincha. So you daven Marv twice. What kind of Marv you daven twice? You daven Marv of Shabbos, and you daven Marv of Shabbos. The first Shemoneh Esrei is Marv. The second Shemoneh Esrei is the makeup for Mincha, but you can't daven, Refayinu Hashem Baruch Aleinu. It's Friday night, so you daven the same, you know, Atta Kadash. You daven the same Shemoneh Esrei two times. So some Rishonim say like this. One second, you missed Yalav Yavah today by Mincha. So what'd you do? You daven a beautiful Shemoneh Esrei, 19 brachas. You said them clearly. You missed Yalav Yavah. That's it. You know, you missed Yalav Yavah. Now what are you gonna do tonight? Oh, it's Yalav Yavah. Oh, it's like you didn't daven Mincha. One second, what are you going to do tonight? You're going to daven a Shemoneh Esrei of 19 brachas. Eina marviach klum, the Rishonim say. What are you marviach? What did you gain? What, are you daven another Shemoneh Esrei? Well, I did that Shemoneh Esrei today by Mincha. What am I gaining now? You see, if you missed Yalav Yavah yesterday by Mincha, and then you have to daven two Shemoneh Esreis last night, I'm gaining very much. By Mincha yesterday, I forgot Yalav Yavah. By Marv, I'm davening two Shemoneh Esreis. The first Shemoneh Esrei is Marv. The second Shemoneh Esrei is Yalav Yavah. I'm very good. I missed Yalav Yavah today. I'm gonna make it up now. But if I daven the second Shemoneh Esrei now, what am I gonna gain? So again, the lumdus of this dispute is when a person misses Yalav Yavah, some Rishonim say it's like you didn't daven. No, I am gaining something. It's like I missed Mincha. It's like you were in a business meeting. You know, you were tied up, and you said, "I'm daven later, daven later, daven later." Lo and behold, it's 6 o'clock. Okay, I missed Mincha, right? What would you do? You daven Marv twice because you didn't daven Mincha. Well, if you miss Yalav Yavah, it's the same thing as if you didn't daven Mincha. Oh, you didn't daven Mincha, daven Marv twice. Other Rishonim say, no, it's you did daven Mincha. You were just missing the component called Yalav Yavah, and you got to daven in order to make that up. You can't just say, well, I'll just say Yalav Yavah right now. No. You got to go back. You got to start from that say over. You got to say Yalav Yavah in its proper place, which is after the Bracha of Ritzei. You can't just say it now. You got to daven over again, because you got to get that Yalav Yavah. And to say Yalav Yavah, you got to daven over again. Oh, if it's already tonight, well, I'm going to daven over again, but I'm still not going to say Yalav Yavah. So what am I going to get? This is Machlokes Rishonim, what to do. Well, halacha, we tell you it's called the daven, the Tanai and the Dava. What's the Tanai and the Dava? There's a halacha of a called the Shemoneh Esrei and the Dava. The Shemoneh Esrei is are a reflection of the karbonis. As we know, there was this carbon in the morning, so for that we have Tzilas Shachris. There was a carbon in the afternoon, for that we had Davin Mincha. We have the Hektach Halav Veivarim, which were the leftovers, limbs and fats, which a lot of these Gemaras actually I learned. My father, Vashalom, was a 6th grade Rebbe in St. Louis, Missouri, in Epstein Hebrew Academy, and I was able to learn this Gemara by him in 6th grade. So these Halachas are very near and dear to me, because I learned them as the first Gemara I learned, other than we had a share on 5th grade on a Sunday once a week, but it was the first daily Gemara that I ever learned, was the 4th paragraph of Brachas, and perhaps your Rav also learned that in 6th grade, Rabbi Rosenfeld.
He was my Rebbe.
Right, he was your Rebbe, and his booklet my father used, because it was in Denver, he was a Rebbe in Denver, and he published a booklet to help Rabbeim teach the 4th paragraph of Brachas. So your Rav and I were both Zeichet to learn out of the same booklet in 6th grade, these very Halachas that are addressed in the Gemara in the Sefer Brachas. Anyway, so then the Gemara says the tefillos are connected to karbonos, which means they're for the sacrifices. So there was another sacrifice called the nedava, a present. If I wanted, I could come at any time and I could bring a carbon nedava. So if I want, I could daven marav. In fact, if I want right now, okay, and daven marav, I'll daven marav. And then if I want later, I could daven again. And then if I want, I could daven again. And if I want to, tomorrow Shachris, after Shachris, I'll daven again in Shemoneh Esrei. La halacha, we say, listen, you work on your regular Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Talmud. Stop with the nedavas. Just get a good Shemoneh Esrei and worry about that. Don't do just the nedavas. Halavai, you would daven a normal Shemoneh Esrei nicely. Concentrate on that rather than just davening 10 Shemoneh Esreis. And that's halacha. That's why you don't see people davening just the nedavas. But we use it as a backup. It's a safety net. And we say when you gotta rely on it, we rely on it. Because normally there's a rule called Safik Brachas Lahakam. If there's a question whether you make a bracha, we tell you don't make a bracha. For example, let's say you're eating a piece of cake, you say, did I make the mezainis? Didn't I make the mezainis? I'm not sure. Keep eating, because it's Safik Brachas. You don't know. Safik Brachas Lahakam. By Shemoneh Esrei, if you're not sure, because we have machlokes, we're showing them what to do here, we say, listen, you could have a safety net called the Dava. What you do is you make a conditional tefillah called tefillah sedava. You say, if I'm supposed to daven marav twice tonight, because halacha is my mincha was as if I didn't daven at all, and now I have to daven marav twice, so good, my second marav is the second marav, very good. But if the halacha is like those rishonim that say don't daven marav twice because you're ainam arviach kulam, you're not gaining anything, then I want the Shemoneh Esrei to be a nedava, and that I could do. In other words, I'm using it as a safety net to protect me from not doing a bracha batola. And that's halacha. The halacha is, if I missed Yalav Yalav Mincha tonight, and I remember tonight, then the halacha is, I would daven two Shemoneh Esreis, and I would say in my mind, the second Shemoneh Esrei, is in case I don't really have to be saying it, it's a tefillas nedava. That's the safety net that I would have, and that's what I would do. Now, if it's a Friday, Rosh Chodesh, there's no tefillas nedava on Shabbos. So if you missed Yalav Yalav on Friday, and then Friday night you remember you missed Yalav Yalav, and it was not Rosh Chodesh, Now you're stuck. You can't daven to Shemoneh Esrei. So Friday afternoon when you come to shul, make sure you're in Rosh Chodesh, make sure you're on time, make sure you hear that clap, and make sure you concentrate on that clap so you don't realize during Ma'ariv after Baruch Hu, not too late, then you're going to run yourself into problems. Now everything we spoke about till now is one of the side notes. Benching is different. Benching, if you miss Yalav Yavai, you don't have Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to bench over again. The rule in benching is a simple rule. And that is, if you're mechuyev, if you're obligated in this meal, then you have to bench over again. But if you're not obligated in this meal, then you don't have to bench over again. In other words, Rosh Chodesh, you're not obligated to eat a suda. It's a nice thing. But you know, there's no obligation to have made hamaitzi today. So if you miss Yalav Yavai benching, you don't have to bench over again. However, if it's yontif, let's say, Yontif night, Seder, or for that matter, any Yontif, if you miss Yalav Yavai, well, you have to eat this meal. If it's the first two meals on Yontif, you're obligated to eat the meal. And therefore, if you miss Yalav Yavai on Yontif, you have to bench over again. If you miss it on Shabbos, you miss Ritzay on Shabbos, you got to bench over again with the first two meals, because you have to eat bread. Hashal Shudis, you're really obligated to eat bread, but since there's Shittas opinions and all, you don't. So therefore, for this halacha, if you miss it, you would say you don't have to bench over again. That's the way I bench it. Bench is a whole different ballgame. Chalamayit. You miss Yalav Yavai and Chalamayit. If you miss Yalav Yavai and Chalamayit, you got to daven over again. And davening. you miss out on the obvious. Benching, you don't have to bench over again. Again, if this halachas get confusing, but rather than memorize the actual cases, memorize the rules. The rules are benching works by, am I obligated to eat? Yes or no? Answer the question, and now you got your answer. Davening, I'm always obligated to daven. So davening, I got to daven over again. I missed something, with the exception of Rosh Chodesh at night. Now, everything we talk about is when you finish Menasre. What happens if you didn't finish Menasre? Now, but we're talking about Yal V'Yavi now. Or is you davening, you know, Menasre, and you come to Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom, oh, I forgot Yal V'Yavi. So now what do you do? So the halacha is you go back to Ritzay. And you got to go back. You can't just say Yal V'Yavi now, because remember, Yal V'Yavi is part and parcel of the bracha of Ritzay. Anywhere else doesn't work. So the halacha is, again, if you finish Menasre, what's the definition of the end of Menasre? Now we're gonna nitpick on time right now. What is the end of Menasre? Because a lot of endings is kind of sore. There's like I walk back. There's you know Shepan of Samigdash, right? What's the end of Menasre? No, the answer is when you're ready to walk back. When you said in your mind, okay, I'm walking back, will you actually take the step? Then halacha is that's the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So you don't literally have to be out of bounds to be able to be end of Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to move that foot out of bounds, right, so to speak. But rather, is the second you decide I'm moving my foot to step back, that's the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's like a hesach hadas, which means you've already terminated Shemoneh Esrei in your mind because you're ready to step back. Then the Shemoneh Esrei, you miss Yal V'Yavi, right? That's it. You're locked out. You can't do anything. You got to start all over again. But if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei and you're holding by you Ula Rasa Ani Refi, the second one, right before Isa Shalom, Ula Rasa Ani Refi, the Hegan Libel of Anat Hashem. Oh, it's Mir. I forgot Yal V'Yavi. Stop. Go back to Ritzay and continue. But if you said you look at the feet, hang on, leave the vana Hashem to go ali, and you said, okay, time to walk back, or you actually started walking back, that's it. You got to start coming straight all over again. It's a big difference. A difference in time of about 2 seconds, but the difference is, have you terminated your Shemoneh Esrei or not? Once the Shemoneh Esrei is terminated, got to start over again. That's actually by the first three brachas, Shemoneh Esrei are like one. So like Hamelach Hakadosh. During a Sesame Tshuva, which we're not going to elaborate on it here, but you have to say Melech HaKadosh, you miss it, you got to dive it over again. That's the dangerous one. That's where the eject button just drops you right away. Right, you got 2 seconds, and that's it. The time it takes to say Shalom Melech HaRevi, right? Teichadei Dibur. You miss the Teichadei Dibur, and that's it. It's like the computer's locked, you know? You can't hit that delete button. Because the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are like one. So if you said Hakel HaKadosh, and you waited to two and a half seconds, that's it. The Shemoneh Esrei is ruled. Okay, but here you have a little more time. So again, you have still the Shemoneh Esrei. What happens if you're in the middle of the bracha with say? If you say the second, then my name is Shukal Tzim Rachamim. So okay, just you're still in the bracha, so it's no problem. So say Al V'Yavad and go back to the Sechazana. That's all, no problem. What if you say Baruch Atah? The Sechazana, a name of Shukal Tzim Rachamim, Baruch Atah. Stop. And say Yal V'Yavi, and then continue with Sechazana Einei Meshuvcha because you're still in the bracha. What if you say Baruch Atah Hashem? Sechazana Einei Meshuvcha Letziyam Rachamim. Baruch Atah Hashem. And now already you can't say Yal V'Yavi. I know you've started a bracha. So there's a way out. David HaMelech Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes has a pasuk Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha. Right? Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha. So we don't say Kapit Mechtilim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's not the time to say it. But if it means messing yourself up in Shemoneh Esrei, better to be mafsik, better to have a hefsik in the Shemoneh Esrei, which means you're just saying Tilim, than to start getting into shailas of extra brachas and so on. So if you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, say the words, Labdei Chukecha, and then say Al V'Yavai, and then continue with Sechazana, because basically you've just said part of the bracha extra, which is fine. You've said a pasuk in Tilim, which is fine, and you're still in the bracha, so you're good to go. Last case: what happens if you say Baruch Atah Hashem Hamachazir? So now you can't say Lamein Chukecha anymore because there is no pasuk Baruch Atah Hashem Hamachazir Lamein Chukecha. Makes no sense. So you got to finish the bracha Hamachazir Chukecha Letziyah, or you say Baruch Atah Hashem Hamasik Shina Salatziyai, and now what do you do? So the Rishonim grapple with this. And that is as follows. Where are you in the Shemoneh Esrei? We stated before, Yalav Yavai must be in the Bracha of Ritzei. Right? Gotta be in the Bracha of Ritzei. What happens when you're in between the Bracha of Ritzei and the Bracha of Maidim? Where are you? What Bracha are you in? You ever been to Bristol, Tennessee? Which is Bristol, Virginia? How about Kansas City, Missouri / Kansas City, Kansas? Both of those cities are one name and two states. Right? Where are you? Right? There's mailboxes in Bristol. There's a mailbox on each side of the street. They got different zip codes. They're different. I don't know, different routes. They probably end up, but different area codes, different everything. It's just one side of the street. Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, like that. Also, you got a state border. Well, when are you in Missouri? When are you in Kansas? Well, you know, there's a line that goes down the middle, and which side of the street you're on. Sometimes there is no street; they can cut right through a building. Where am I? So where am I here in Shemoneh Esrei? Where is the state line, so to speak, between Maidan and between Ritzei and Maidan, between Hamashi Shasa Tzion and Maidan? Where am I? Am I in the Maidan Bracha or am I in the Ritzei Bracha? So the halacha is that it is a Shalom Shainim, but we say that Lamaisa, you could consider yourself in the Bracha of Ritzei. To avoid, what's your other option? Your other option is to go back to Ritzei and say it over again. That's a Suffolk Brachas, right? You don't want to do that. If you don't have to. If you have to, you have to. And therefore we consider it as if you're in the Bracha of Ritzei. So the halacha is, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamach Shinasa Ritzion, and you say, oops, I forgot Yalav Yavai. Say Yalav Yavai right here and right now, and then continue with Maidim. So it's an interesting thing. It's not part of a Bracha, but Chazal say it is part of a Bracha. It's considered to be on this side of the fence, so to speak. It's on the Ritzei, and therefore you could say it. Once you say the word Maidim, now you're ready in the next Bracha. Now you gotta go back to Ritzei and say Yalav Yavai and continue straight away. So those are the various times. So when you think about it, these halachos are complicated. I miss Yalav Yavai. Where are you? Are you in the middle of Ritzei? Well, then you could say it right now. Did you say Bracha to Hashem? Well, then say Lamed Bukacha. Did you finish the Bracha? Well, say it right now. Did you start Maidim all the way till the end of Shemoneh Esrei? Then go back to Ritzei. Did you finish Shemoneh Esrei? Well, now start all over again, unless it's Rosh Chodesh night. Question.
So why is it worse? Why is it a bigger problem to find yourself in Hamachzir than it would be to remember in Sim Shalom or in Shalom Rav that you forgot?
Yeah, because in one case, in other words, when you say Baruch Atah Hamachzir Shlosu Letzia, the fact you haven't begun Maidim, right? The Shabura brings that. One second, then that means you're still in Ritzei, and this is a Shailu Rishayim. You're still in Ritzei. If you're in Sim Shalom, you know where you are. You're in Sim Shalom. If you go from Baltimore to St. Louis, and you're in Wheeling, West Virginia, you're not in Pennsylvania anymore, right? You're not in Baltimore either. But if you're standing on the river, on the bridge, you know, well, where am I? What state am I in? Well, that depends. You know, you got to look at the lines and the draw, etc. So that's exactly what the case is over here. It's not exactly a perfect muscle of the state line, because there's a definitive line. You're either one or the other. Here is sort of a no man's land. I guess the best muscle would be a no man's land, so to speak, right? Where you have two countries bordering, there's no man's land. So what is it? What country is it? Well, that's exactly what it is. No man's land. So between brachas is neither. We consider those part of the previous bracha. Yeah?
Well, somebody said that one of the reasons why all the other is not in the Maidan area, but it says because it says on the future, inshallah.
Correct.
In other words, before it says there's also bracha, that's a future bracha also.
I mean, that's a future bracha, but it's really specific to Bin Yerushalayim, and this is more karbonis oriented.
So that's the first reason, but that's coming up, that's not.
But it wouldn't belong there. It was Chazar Kaveya there.
Yeah,
but
there, but that's not the,
see, the only the truth is, it's the Tisha B'Av discussion is, where does Nachem go? Now, we're not like the Bavli, but the way they bring it, we say the Bavli, that we put Nachem into Lucholayim. Everybody knows that. It's one of the only brachas you make once a year. How many brachas you make only once a year? Like, Lucholayim, Menachem Tzidim, Lucholayim, and Al Bir Chametz, and Lahalik Ner Shal Yom Kippurim. Right, very few brachas, the bracha on the trees. Very few brachas make once a year. That's one of the few brachas make once a year. So we do it nachem in the Shalim. Why? Because it's ties into, you know, it's Ben Amira. It talks about Yerushalayim. That's where it belongs. The Yerushalmi argues on this. right? And it's a Trumas Hadesh, and there's a Bir Halacha that elaborates on where. One second, it's a Davening, which is what we hold. What if you miss it in Yerushalayim? Where do you say it? So don't go like Yerushalmi. Where's that? Okay, so Shmak Aleinu, that always works. That's good. What if you miss Shmak Aleinu? There's a discussion in Rishayim. Does it belong in Ritzay? Does it belong in Maidim? One of the Rishayim say that it goes in Maidim. And he says it's a Tal Sefer. I think it's Trumas Hadeshan. What do you mean it's in Maidim? Nachem is a bracha on the future, and Maidim is a bracha on the past. So this has to be a mistake, right? Because it belonged, it meant to say Ritzay. Other Rishonim say it belonged to Ritzay, because Ritzay is a bracha on the future. Nachem is a bracha on the future. So it's a mistake. Trumas Hadeshan is a mistake. It doesn't belong there. It doesn't belong in Maidim. It belongs in Ritzay as a backup, and that's what Yishalmi means. Slur Rishonim. Zakta Machsa Shekel, beautiful teretz. Kolevsky Zatzal, my rabbi is 10th yard side, tomorrow night, would have loved this teretz. I only saw it after he was Nifter, because he used to say a lengthy shir on this topic, and that is, no, it belongs in Maidim. Kashem Shemavarchan al ha toiva, Kachmavarchan al ha-ra, just like we make a bracha on good, we make a bracha on bad. When a tragedy happens, Kol Yisrael recognizes that everything is for the good. We don't understand it, but we understand the Ribbono Shel Olam chose this, and it's for the good. So therefore, it is the bracha maidim. Nachem is a maidim. It's a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we had the Churban Bayis, because whatever it did for us, it was a good thing, and it was a good reason why we had it. So it's an offshoot of this concept, and therefore it belongs to maidim. That's how the Machsa Shekel answers this question. Anyway, so next thing I want to talk about is the same Talmud of Bracha, which we begin saying on December 4th by Marav. Now I could discuss, and I would enjoy discussing the rationale of why December 4th and why an English day. Since when did, you know, what happened before there was an English calendar? Like, well, they didn't have a December 4th. When did they start saying this? And not only that, if you look, it's fascinating. If you look at the Bais Yosef on the tour, brings about Talmud of Bracha, and he starts talking about November 22nd, and he says November 22nd, Nun, Vav, Beis. He says English dates. He says November 22nd by Marv. And when there's 29 days in February, right, it's a Geshmak, you read a Beis Yosef, you read an art scroll, right? It's February 29th, because it's 29 days in February. The answer is, the Beis Yosef already, who lived hundreds of years ago already, they knew this calendar. The answer is, and I'm not going to go get too elaborate on this, but the answer is that the Seif HaMalt L'Rach is a function of the seasons, and therefore the secular calendar that we have are a function of the seasons also, 365 days, and therefore it just happens to come out on the same secular day. You know, you can figure out when to start saying Seif HaMalt L'Rach without an English calendar. It's a function of the Hebrew calendar, but it's going to vary within the Hebrew calendar. To make life easier, we know the English calendar, and it's working on the same premise as this, therefore, it comes out December 4th. The Beis Yosef said November, that's because of a change in the calendar by Pope Gregory in 1582, which again is a shiur that's already. The bottom line is, we begin saying the Saint Talmud of the Bracha on December the 4th at Ma'ariv, and in a year, in a Hebrew year when there's a February 29th, that would be 2011, right, because that's the Hebrew year of 2012, and therefore we begin saying the same Talmud of the Bracha on December 5th. So this year, we're going to say on December 4th by Maariv. Next year, 2011, it'll be December 5th by Maariv. And then it'll go back to the 4th. And then the 12th, 13th, and 14th, it'll be December 4th by Maariv. And then in 2015, once again, it'll be December 5th at Maariv. Of course, if it's a Shabbos, it's going to be a day later. Just listen out for the clap at the beginning of December. You'll know what to do. And make sure they announce Saint Talmud of the Bracha on the clap. I remember one year in Yeshiva, the Gabbai gave a clap for Saint Talmud of the Bracha, and it was Rosh Chodesh also. Announced what it was. So, if it's Rosh Chodesh, all the other. Meanwhile, it was Saint Talmud of the Bracha. There was a mad, panic at Shemot Esrei. When everyone found out that clap was not just for the Alviyavai, they should have really announced what it's for. It's just by Marv, you're allowed to announce what it's for. Anyway. So we begin saying the December 4th of Marv this year. What happens? In Eretz Yisrael, of course, they began already on Zayin Cheshvan. It's also a shir in its own right. What if you travel to Eretz Yisrael? What do you do? You come from it. Okay, we're not gonna worry about that. What happens December 4th by Marv? You say the same Talmud to the Bracha. If you forget the same Talmud to the Bracha, so you could say it in Shema Kaleinu. this Shema Kaleinu is a catch-all brachas for the middle brachas, and therefore say it in Shema Kaleinu, and you're fine. Once you have finished Shema Kaleinu, then you could say it right there. But once you start with say, then we make you go back to Baruch Aleinu. In other words, if you're going back already, do it right. So now look, let's go back to Baruch Aleinu. Now you're not in Shemana Esrei. If you're in Sim Shalom, go back to Baruch Aleinu. And if you finish Shemana Esrei, the same rules we said earlier, once you decide you're walking back, now you got to daven over again. You got to start all over again because of the same Talmud to Levracha is Ma'ake, which means it's part of the Shemana Esrei. If you miss it, then you missed an integral part of the Shemana Esrei, and therefore the halacha is you have to daven over again. So the bottom line of Sein Talmud to Levracha, you got to say in Baruch Aleinu. If you miss it, you say in Shema Kaleinu. If you miss it there, you can still say it after the Baruch Shema Kaleinu. And once you start with say, you got to go back and daven over again. Well, you got to go back to with say. Once you finish Shemana Esrei, the halacha is you have to daven over again. Now the flip side has one exception. I think one of the most nerve-wracking Shemana Esrei is the first night of Cholamayit, Pesach. Right? That's a very nerve-wracking Shemana Esrei because you got a lot of things going on. You got to remember Yal V'Yavah. Remember, it's at night, but Yal V'Yavah, you got to say at night, and if you miss Cholamayit, you got to daven over again. And that's when the switch to the same bracha happens. And we don't say Mashiach Baruch Marat Goshem anymore, right? You're either not saying anything, if it's Chashkenaz, or you're saying Marat Atal. Right, so now you're a lot of things that can get you into hot water over there. Right, so you got to really help cup. No planning trips there to Israel. But that's my answer. So the halacha is like this. There, let's just talk about the same Talmud to Levracha for a minute. The halacha is the same Talmud to Levracha. You would stop saying, and we say in the summertime it's a klola, it's a curse. If I would say the same Talmud to Levracha, you know, in the middle of July, it doesn't belong there. So I'm saying something that's cursed. It's a klala. And therefore, the halacha is, I have to daven over again. Now here, the halachas are a little different here, because here I've said something I'm not supposed to say. Till now we've been talking about, should I say Yal V'Yavai? Where do I say it? Okay, tell me where to say it. Tell me to go back, don't go back. Start from Esrei over again. The same Talmud to the bracha is something I should have said. Go back and say it, take it into Shema Kaleinu, etc. The same bracha really has no significance. The significance is either you do say the same Talmud to the bracha or you don't say it. As a fill-in, instead of the same Talmud to the bracha, we say the same bracha. There's no yichas to the words, the same bracha. In fact, Adarab, if you say the same Talmud to the bracha, you've said the same bracha. I don't mean it has no significance. I mean, you're always going to say the words the same bracha, no matter what you say. So the question is, if I say Talamantar, the same Talamantar, have I ruined Shemana Esrei? The answer is I have. So here the halacha is as follows. Starting with Pesach, if you said the same Talamantar when you were not supposed to, the halacha is, if you're in the Baruch Aleinu and go back and say, that's like you hit the delete button on everything I said, go back and say it right. That's the one answer. If you've gone to, if you've finished the bracha, you gotta go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you're in the middle of Esenach David or any other bracha over there, even Shema Kaleinu. Shema Kaleinu is not gonna help you here. Right? In other words, before it helped to say it, say it. But if I said it when I wasn't supposed to say it, so what am I gonna do with Shema Kaleinu? I'm gonna say, Rebbeinu Shalom, that which I said earlier, just forget about it. Right? You can't do that. Right? You can't do that. So the halacha is, you gotta go back to Baruch Aleinu. So the bottom line is, the halacha is a little bit easier. If you missed it in the bracha, then go back. Once you finish Baruch Aleinu, go back to Baruch Aleinu, no matter where you are in the Shemana Esrei. If you're in Shemach Aleinu, Asamach Tovit, V'Shalai Mircha, Maidim, Sim Shalim, Elokai Netzor, in any one of those places, you have just stated a min klala, which means a curse of the Shemana Esrei, and now you got to go back, and you got to daven over again. You got to go back to Baruch Aleinu and fix your Shemana Esrei. If you have finished the Shemana Esrei, you got to start over again. Because what was my Shemana Esrei? My Shemana Esrei was not a good one. It was if I daven the Shemana Esrei Pesach, and I said, right, the same Talmud to the Bracha, and I wasn't supposed to, you got to daven over again. Now here's this Lamazel of the night case where the person goes ahead and Cholamayit, the first night Cholamayit, he davens Shemana Esrei. And he said, "Say Talmud to the Bracha," and he finished my essay. He says, "Oh, I got to daven over again." So now he davens over again. He says the same problem to the bracha. I'm not going to say it. And he doesn't say it. And he's so excited that he forgets to say al v'yavam. So it's machlokes whether you got to daven over again here. Is it like I missed the Shemoneh Esrei? I never had a good Shemoneh Esrei, right? First time you missed, second time you missed. Or do we say, no, you know, I got everything at some point, right? Can I count it? In that case, Pashas would, I think, would you daven over between the davar. In that case. Now, so fine. So far we've seen the halachas of the same talmud to the bracha, and we see the halachas of yal v'yavai. What happens if you miss? We have Chanukah coming up, so alanisim. You have to say alanisim. If you miss alanisim and you're in the bracha of ma'idim, you should say it there. However, once you finish the bracha of ma'idim, then halacha is you don't say alanisim anymore. You're done. If you want, you can say it all kinds of sore. Nothing wrong with it. All kinds of sore is a catch-all bracha. You don't have to. A nice thing, but that's it. You don't have to have it over again, because Al-Anisim, the add-on of Al-Anisim, is not important enough, so to speak. If you miss it, you don't have to have it over again. The same halacha is through Purim. The same halacha applies on a tainus. If a person forgot to say Aneinu on a tainus, because if you're fasting, you're supposed to say Aneinu. Also, if you miss Aneinu, the halacha is you do not have to daven Shemoneh Esrei over again, like the halacha Al-Anisim. Which leads to a fascinating case. What is the rarest Shemoneh Esrei? Right? Now that we've learned Alanisim, Yal Yavai, Saint Alamat Lavracha. Oh, one more case. Antochan Antonu, Motzei Shabbos. Right? Motzei Shabbos, Antochan Antonu. So before I get to the rare Shemoneh Esrei. Antochan Antonu, what do you say? You say Motzei Shabbos. So here, if you miss Antochan Antonu, then you don't have to daven over again, but you gotta get the Havdalah, the Tefillah, which means you have to have, in other words, if you're gonna drive home, you have to say Baruch Hamad Lukash Lachal or listen to Havdalah in Shul because you never had a Havdalah. So the halacha, if you want, you can say it in Al Khan Sur if you want, right? You don't have to, but if you want, you can say it there. That's halacha. So you only need a Havdalah Shabbat, but by the end of it, you could be Yaita Al Kais. Now, if you don't have a Kais, you don't have a cup of wine, you would have to daven for an essay over again, right? We would make you daven over again because, why? If I miss Havdalah, I don't have to daven over again. Oh, I'll say Havdalah Al Kais. If you don't have a Kais, then the halacha is you would if you don't have a kais, you have to daven over again.
You have to say if it's hoof the tefillah. You're saying
what's that?
Hamad ben kodesh lachol. You
right.
Have to
Hamad ben kodesh. You can say after daven.
You can say after daven.
Hamad ben kodesh lachol. But atochan antonu, if you miss atochan antonu, you don't have to daven over again because you Chazal said you're saying al kais later. If you're not going to say al kais, let's say you're in a place you have no wine, no nothing.
This is before you drive home.
Before you drive home. No. If you're driving home, before you drive home, say Baruch Hamad Lukash Lachal.
Okay.
And drive home. But if you're in a place where you don't have a cup of wine, and you're not going to be able to make Havdalah tonight, then you have to daven over again. Now, which leads me to a fascinating case. The rare Shemoneh Esrei. The rare Shemoneh Esrei. This Shemoneh Esrei is recited in this century every 95 years. It was last recited in 1994. So you can do the math to figure out how old you'll be in 2008 or 2009 the next time we do it. The time before 1994, just say, well, I don't remember doing this in 94. When was the last time we did it? It was 1899. There's nothing significant about 95 years. It's just the way it works. And that's as follows. Fascinating case. The rarest Shemoneh Esrei that we ever have is a Shemoneh Esrei where you daven, where Rish Chodesh Teves, the next Rish Chodesh, which is also Chanukah, falls out on a Motzei Shabbos. And that case would be where Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Sunday. That's the only way that will happen. Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Sunday, so that Shabbos we take out three Sefer Torah, right, for Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Parshas Miketz, in another order. That actually is more famous, that Shabbos, for the longest Birchas HaMazon. Because on that Birchas HaMazon, you're going to say Ritzei, you're going to say Yal Yavai, and you're going to say Al Anisim, again, not in that order. Right, all of those. It's a packed benching. But what's fascinating is, if that happens, okay, you do something pretty rare. I'm going to get to the rarest in a minute. But think about it. Motzei Shabbos, you have a packed Maariv. And that Motzei Shabbos, you're going to say, Atochan Antonu. You're going to say, Yal V'yavai. And you're going to say, Al Anisim. Right? Not that common. Right? In other words, you have, you always have Yal V'yavai Al Anisim every year. When you have Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, but there should be a Motzei Shabbos, okay? So every time it's Motzei Shabbos, you have that. But what do you normally say then? normally you say the same Talma to the Bracha, because that event will occur after December the 4th. Because Hanukkah usually starts sometime in mid-December. Hey, it could be even early December. But even if Hanukkah begins on December 1st, which is a pretty early Hanukkah, what you say, right? This year, what is it? Hanukkah is what day? December what?
December 4th?
What's the first day? December 4th?
No.
December 2nd. You say it's pretty early. But by the time you get to Rosh Chodesh, is the 6th and or 7th day of, not or, either 6th and 7th or just the 6th, right? It's already going to be the 6th of December. You're already saying the same Talmud to the Racha, right? What happens, though, every 19 years, typically, Hanukkah is so early. It'll be 2013. You know how early Hanukkah is in 2013? Thanksgiving is the first day of Hanukkah. Right? The first day of Hanukkah is on Thanksgiving. That's how early it is. It happens to be Thanksgiving is late too. It's the fourth Thursday in December. So in November is the 28th that year. So you have the early Hanukkah, you have the late Thanksgiving, and they fall out on the same day. So now what happens? The truth is, I would say that's unprecedented, but in Hilchos Thanksgiving, those who know the history of Thanksgiving, and the halachas know, Thanksgiving used to be the last Thursday in November. You're saying, one second, well, that's what it is. No, it's now the fourth Thursday in November. Well, my nachamina, if, let's say, you have Thursday, November 29th or 30th, so I think it was President Roosevelt, one of the presidents, wanted more shopping days, so they changed it from the last Thursday to the fourth Thursday, which means... You get a whole week more. In other words, November 29th or 30th is a Thursday, and the old way used to be that. So I don't know how it used to be, but anyway, that's how it is now. So it's very rare that Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out in the same bracha land. So it was before December the 4th, by merit, or December the 5th, depending on the year. It only happens about once in 90 years. Now, what happens if it happens to be one of those years, and it's a Matzei Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh? So now you're going to have the same bracha. You're going to have Atachan and Tanu. I'm going to go in order. Atachan and Tanu. The same bracha, Yalav Yavai, and Ana Anisin, all rolled up into one Shmoneh Esrei. So again, you have a convergence of events that converge. Number one is you have Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and Matzei Shabbos in that super duper early year. So 2013, it's a super duper early year, but you don't have Matzei Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you don't have that. You'll have the same bracha with Ayal V'Yavei and Al Anisim, but you're not going to have the Atchan Antonu in there. So again, Mitzvah Shem in 2089, Havah Leiv Al Chol Yisrael and Taiva, we'll be able to recite the Shmoneh Esrei. Be'ez Hashem. Thank you very much. Chodesh Hanukkah.
Rabbi Heber, is Tekufas Tishrei the same thing as fall, or is it really
by different? Definition, yes. Uh-huh. By definition, Tekufas Tishrei means fall, mm-hmm. autumn. But there are three ways to calculate Tekufas Tishrei. One is a scientific way, which is what you look in an almanac and see that it's September 21st or 22nd or 23rd. There's two other ways. There's the way Shmuel calculated it, the Amira Shmuel. Shmuel calculated it and rounded it off. There was Shmuel, how did he round it off? He said, look, the year, the scientific year is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes. And it's 48 minutes and 46 seconds. That's what it is. So that's about 11 minutes and 14 seconds shy of 365 and a quarter days. 365 days is 6 hours. So it's 11 minutes. Big spiel, 11 minutes. It is a big spiel. Because over a course of a long period of time, that's going to move. Every 128 years, that 11 minutes is going to add up to a whole day. Which means Shmuel's Kufa is going to drift. Every 128 years, an entire day. Lahavdil, this was why Pope Gregory in 1582 changed the calendar. Because the secular calendar, known as the Julian calendar, was based on the exact same cheshbon that Shmuel used. 365 and a quarter day. It was rounded. Pope Gregory was unhappy because the holidays that they celebrate were drifting from winter. And therefore he did two things. He made two takanas. One is that every 100 years is not a leap year, unless divisible by 400. So 1700, 1800, 1900 were not leap years. 2100, 2200 will not be leap years, but 2000 was. What a shame. Would have been so exciting to have like that. Right? But 2000 was the exception to the exception. And that's what he did. But that's Shmuel. Shmuel sacrificed accuracy for simplicity. Because if we start dealing with these numbers, it'll be forgotten. So, okay, so it drifts. Okay? We don't care the fact it's drifted a little bit. There's another tkufa known as tkufa from Ada. And that's from Ada's calculation, which are more precise. It's about 365 days, 5 hours, about 55 minutes. So it's much more close to the actual one. Rav Ada also sacrificed a little bit of simplicity for accuracy, because Rav Ada's year is at 1/19th of the lunar 19-year cycle, which means the lunar 19-year cycle, you have 7 leap years, which totals 235 months. You divide that by 235, and you end up with Rav Ada's number. Rav Ada's number is used for the purpose of determining when Pesach is, in theory. With one exception, but basically we use Ravad. So we really use both Cheshbonos.
So when we say that the Saint Talamator is Shishim Yom Lachar Tkufas Tishrei, that's September 21st, that should come out to November.
That's correct. 21st. Correct.
So why is it December?
Because Shmuel was using the more less precise number, because he sacrificed precision for simplicity.
Okay, so we're going with
and
Shmuel,
therefore right? We're going with Shmuel. Therefore, it's drifted 11 minutes over a long period, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. It's drifted 11 minutes, and therefore Shmuel slowly gets later and later. And therefore, in the last century, if you look at the old Siddurim, it tells you to begin saying Saint Talmud Lebracha on December 3rd or 4th. And in the 1700s, it tells you it was the 2nd or 3rd. And in the 1600s, it was the 1st or the 2nd. If you look at the Beis Yosef of Kufyud Zion, you'll see they bring the Trumas Hadeshen, which has November 22nd, which was the Julian calendar. The printers who reprinted the Beis Yosef did us a favor in parentheses, put December, I think, 2nd or 3rd. But that was for that century. It doesn't work for us anymore. So that's why, that's why it shifts. But in theory, yes. It's what's called. In theory, it is...
Precession?
It's right. In theory, It's the 16th day of autumn. Yeah.
Why was it that they were misakin Yalgalei at night?
Why were they misakin at night? I guess because since we're Bekadosh al Picheshbon, so we call it Rosh Chodesh. So once we call it Rosh Chodesh, and on the calendar, it's the day. You know, last night was Aleph Kislev. That's what we call it. We knew it. Once we know it already, they said, look, let's do it right with Hatzila. But for the Evan, we rely on the fact that the name Kashba Lila.
Also, someone forgets the Alvi Avai, and so once he says Ruchat Hashem HaMachzer, then he finishes. What's that bracha counted as? Is that counted as a bracha, or since he didn't say Alvi Avai, it's just like a bracha that already finished?
No, he could say Alvi Avai now, so that bracha is going to count, and we consider it as if you kind of lasso you in, and now you're in that bracha.
But then once he starts,
We started Maiden.
We started Maiden is Hashem's name. In other words,
yes, and then that previous bracha, it becomes a latola because I got to say Ritzay over again. That means that first Ritzay was for naught. So technically, it's a bracha latola. It's not. It's hard to call it a bracha latola. The place can don't exactly call it. It serves something, but it's lemaisa. It's not a good thing. Is it exactly the latola? I'm not sure.
Because in order that.
The reason why you don't finish, you ask a good question. Why did you finish up? Because that's a silent in the Paiskim, whether that works. We're Saimach on it. If you're, say, a Max Russell with Siyain, we're Saimach on the fact you're still in the Bracha of Ritzay. But rather than be Saimach on the Shaila, just say, I'm going to make a Hefzik, because a Hefzik and a Bracha, Luchala Deis, it doesn't ruin the Bracha. So better do something that's not so nice, but doesn't ruin your Bracha, than do something that is a suffix whether you're Yaitz of the Bracha or not.
Just that we say that if someone says forgets the Alvi Avai, or that is it the Mechoyim is trying whether it's that he really has the whole Shemoneh Esrei just missing the Alvi Avai, would that apply to everything? Is the same as Mechoyim is trying?
Not really. There's a Chaim speaks about this in the stencils, right? About whether the Saint Talmud Levracha is part of Shemoneh Esrei or not. So that's a whole lumdish of sugya, whether what each component. What it's, you know, what the chelik within the Shemoneh Esrei is. And that goes on this issue. Back to Shiloh, where the Shalmazel, where he missed once and missed another one, that falls into that, issue. Yeah?
The Yalav Yadol was, you said for the Korbanos,
Is that something that I just stated a fact that it's said on the days where there was a carbon musaf? It has to do with it's not in place of musaf, but rather it has a shaykhus with the special days where I'm reminded of the sechazanei name shulchan simrachami, because it was more going on in Bitsa Mikdash on those days. Yeah.
He said that if you get it at yellow to yellow at night, so it's, you don't have to go back, because they would all, the Beis Din wouldn't operate at night. So if people would see the new moon at night, they would come to the Beis Din the next day.
Correct.
To be Mekadesh the new moon.
Yes, correct.
When does Rosh Chodesh begin? The night before?
I mean, retroactively, it began the night before.
Let's pray it's from the night
correct.
Before. But
correct.
So was it simply that people weren't davening Shemon Esrei because Shemon Esrei hadn't been mistaken yet? At that point.
Well, how they worked on it was hard. What did the calendars do? When did they give out donuts at school? We can't imagine a world like that. What about Rosh Hashanah? Forget about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah. Today or tomorrow? Well, we'll determine that tomorrow when the Edom come. I mean, do I make the tzimmus or not? I mean, what, right? That's the way they wait.
So the night before, it's really
right. I mean, remember, Rosh Hashanah was chol. That was the problem they ran into. Mishkilkel Aviv Bashir, they sang the wrong shir. Everything was difficult. So that's why they were misakin the 30th day of El. It's always Rosh Hashanah. And, if Adam come, then it's only one day. And if Adam don't come, it's 2 days. But that's all part of this whole cholent of how they dealt with it back then. Thank you. Yeah.
In a couple of the specific cases you brought up this evening, like at night on Rosh Chodesh, I think you used a phrasing of you don't have to go back and repeat, and I in my mind think of a phrase of you don't get to go back and repeat. I mean the entire Shemot Esrei.
Right, you're not supposed to. At night, right.
So
that means you're not allowed to go back and repeat.
Thank you.
No, I should clarify that. Well, you don't have to go back, you're not allowed to. You can't say, well, I'm just going to go back and do it again. You can't. In other words, if you're supposed to go back, you got to. And if you can't, then you don't. There's no gray on that. There's no case where we say, well, if you want to go back, go back. No such thing.
And so you're not Yose, and so your brachas are levatolos, and you're stuck. And so I think it's...
No, you're Yose.
You're
start again. If at night, if last night you missed Yalav Yavai, because Emekach Balayla says, don't worry about it. Just let it slide.
Right.
And now you're Yose Shemon Esrei, because you don't need that component.
So you don't have to go back.
No, you don't go back. I finished Shemon Esrei, and now Chazal say, you have been Yose, you're Chiyu Shemon Esrei, you fulfilled your obligation. So now I'm not allowed to go back.
You can't go back, got it.
Right. Okay. So I daven Marv already tonight, I can't daven again. I'm not allowed to daven again.
Got it. I'm hearing the words from you. Thank you.
Well, there's no today or winter tonight, David. If you want to daven a dove, you could, but there's no tonight a dove. Tonight a dove is where I think I really need to. Thank you very much.